craft or whatever it is, in a still photograph that we've got a link up to right now. But that's all we can see. What you have is a video that, what, lasts about how long?
Well, it's 6.5 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty long.
And what has to be kept in mind about the video is it's just one of those things where she had, you can tell just by the way she shot it, not only have we researched it and met the woman, but of course you can hear the reality of it just by watching it. And there she appears to be just happenstance. She had the video camera fairly close by, noticed something out the window or out her front door, got outside, stood there, shot the thing, not knowing what she's looking at, and it all takes place in that 6.5 minutes right on recorded video, so there's no question what we're looking at. Now, the problem seems to be with cases like these, some experts will say, well, the camera can create very strange shapes when it's struggling to see and make focus a bright light in the distance.
Mm.
And when you take all the issues into account, you realize this is a light that appears out of nowhere, appears to come right at her and shine or display, whichever you may want to call it.
What is the best guess about its altitude at the closest and its size at the largest?
Hard to say, and those are all the issues that we're dealing with, but if you look at the video, it looks like it's coming right on top of her.
Oh, yeah.
It shoots very close to her and then seems to drop back, but it shows the same pulsing color pattern, changing a little bit here and there, colors definitely, but as it gets smaller, it maintains its form, and if it was indeed an in-camera artifact of some kind, you would not see that. So all the experts that we've shown it to so far believe that it is literally what you see.
All right, what about NASA? Bob, NASA, and I've seen a craft like this before. And I think you've seen a craft like this before, haven't you?
Again, I don't want to come on the show tonight and act utterly sensational and start saying things that sound like an X-File or, you know, with due respect to Chris Carter. I don't think he can make this up. So let's get right to the point you're saying. Last year on Fox, we had a show called UFOs, The Best Evidence Ever Caught on Tape, number 2.
That's right.
Based on the success of the first one and a lot of other things, they did a second one during their May sweeps. And in that show, we premiered, it had been on the internet a little bit, but it was a videotape shot by NASA, or better yet, a live event sent down to the Earth where one of their satellites had a malfunction, and the cameras were watching it float off into space, this very technical move, without getting into all the technicalities, it was a very long tether of material that was glowing with a kind of phosphorus material. And as the camera zoomed in to watch this thing float away, because even, you know, disasters in space, they record that too.
Sure.
Or go live, in this case live, sure enough, these UFOs appear. And they appear to be circling with a rotating pattern and sort of a revolving pattern as well. And they seem to be going behind this tether. So we aired this footage on Fox for the first time last year. We noticed that the UFOs seemed to have a very, you know, classic shape, a disc, a very clear disc with a very weird notch on the edge, like someone had taken a bite out of it.
Exactly.
And there was also a little circle in the middle that was pulsing weirdly and almost seeming to spin in place.
That's right.
Now, NASA and other people that we've spoken to, mostly off the record, have not been able to explain anything logically about this. And I know there are people on the internet right now that could, they're listening right now, can go to certain websites and they could actually see these UFOs.
Oh, yes.
That appear to be behind the tether.
Now, the important part is with the notch out of them, or like a bite taken out of them.
That's
the thing to remember.
Right, and the circle in the middle.
Yes.
Is indeed exactly what we have on this new video from England.
This is what the lady photographed.
Right. Here's the X-File, if you will, if you're writing a drama, which I like to stay in the reality in, so
sure.
Let's stick with the basics. A good story, usually a true one, is as good as any fiction, if not better. So here's the line. The line is, can you imagine a UFO shot by NASA and recorded on videotape by many people here down on Earth that appears to show UFOs going behind this 90-mile-away tether? That means these UFOs are like 3 miles wide.
Right.
The same thing, or very similar, was recorded over England in October. So why would that be? And now, if a camera is the same as NASA uses, then maybe we could say it's the same shape caused by the camera trying to make sense of light. But I don't see it. So right now, if you remove that, you're dealing with a great mystery, and we are now talking to the right people, really, to get NASA to go public about this and say, okay, well, why don't we consider discussing for the first time the chance that our own cameras have captured UFOs in space? They tend to always poo-poo this stuff as if it's debris, ice that was released by the exhaust of the shuttle, or anything but
usually.
Exactly. Never that there's an object out there that, you know what, guys, we don't know what this is. Now, the explanations for what they saw in space that we aired last year and the new one, I mean, God only knows what they're going to say about the new one, but the old one from last year, and it actually was shot 3 years or videotaped 3 years before, I have to say to you that the answers that we're getting are rather nonsensical, and I say that with all due respect. Things like, well, the camera was trying to make sense again of an object far away, and you know, some of the answers I've gotten, and not from NASA particularly, because keep in mind NASA is a huge organization, and there's many scientists that have been affiliated, and there's many that will talk to you either on the record or off the record about UFOs.
Robert, real quickly, at best, how much of the screen was filled with this object at the best point?
Great question. When you have a 19-inch television screen, at some point, right directly in the middle, it's about 6 or 7 inches.
Really? Really? That's pretty big.
I love that because, again, you're asking the key question I was getting to with my little rambling about the NASA issue. NASA has been very open, at least to me, or at least some of their best people, about talking to me about these possibilities. But for the first time, I'd like to see if this could be the time they come on and say, let's look at this very seriously. You see detail, you see structure.
Oh, yes.
You see possibly exhaust areas. If it's a light being emitted by some special lighting device to emulate a UFO, to hoax an entire town where UFOs have been seen for months before and after.
Well, then NASA did it too.
Yeah, so then you look at that.
Robert, hold on a moment. We're at the bottom of the hour. Okay. We'll be right back. Robert Kiviat is my guest. He's got a brand new piece of footage, and it's a whopper.
You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from June 8th, 2001.